Following a vote on Monday night, Port Lincoln Council became the 12th South Australian council to oppose the plans by Norwegian company Equinox, formerly Statoil, to drill for oil in the Bight. Despite previously stating its intention to proceed only with community support, Equinox continues its drilling plans. Director of the Wilderness Society South Australia, Peter Owen, joins us on the line now to look at Equinox's plans and the growing campaign to stop them. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Look, can you tell us about Port Lincoln becoming the 12th South Australian Council to oppose Equinox's plans to drill in the Bight?
Yeah, well, just earlier this week, the Council passed a motion, obviously raising serious concern with what's being proposed with high-risk drilling in the Bight. Over the last few years, there's been a huge community opposition to those propositions, originally initiated by a company, BP, who then withdrew, and then they were followed up by Chevron, who also withdrew. You know, both companies obviously well aware of the high level of concern, the high level of risk, and the fact that there's simply no social license here. There is massive opposition to this. And so now, with the opposition escalating rapidly, I mean, if you consider that back when BP and Chevron both pulled out, there were very few councils that had passed resolutions at that point. Now there's 12, you know, representing well over 500,000 people in South Australia. So the opposition continues to grow. It's clearly, you know, a proposal that's not supported, and we're now calling on Equinor to follow the lead of BP and Chevron and to listen to their own words. I mean, fairly recently, Equinor executives were making comments along the lines that they wouldn't push through community opposition. So, you know, if 12 councils representing over 500,000 people is not community opposition, I'm not sure what is.
Of course, the mayor of Kangaroo Island recently travelled to Norway to be at their conference to voice opposition to the project. Are we getting any indication that they are starting to hear the growing number of voices against this proposal?
They must be. You know, they've got there's Equinor officials obviously having meetings with different people across southern Australia. As you mentioned there, the Mayor of Kangaroo Island, Peter Clements, you know, presented on behalf of the people of South Australia largely directly to their board at the AGM earlier this year. So it's certainly on their radar that there's no way they can claim a lack of knowledge of the level of opposition here. That's simply not tenable.
Peter, we've discussed the issue of plans by companies to drill before in the Bight, and one of the difficulties has been the lack of transparency around the various plans. In regard to Equinor's plan, what do you actually know, and how much of it is currently before the public?
Well, nothing directly that I've seen. I'm under the understanding that they're developing an environment plan, which is what they're required to do by the Australian Offshore Oil and Gas Regulator, NOPSEMA. So they need to develop an environment plan. They need to do that, though, in consultation with the community, with potentially affected, you know, people and stakeholders. They're supposed to be doing that now. But at the moment, they haven't obviously released anything. We obviously pushed with BP and with Chevron for them to release oil spill modelling in particular. So what was the magnitude of the risk out here, and their oil pollution emergency plans, and that therefore how are they going to deal with, you know, a catastrophe happening? So that information is public. You know, it's hard to see how the scenario would be any different with another company proposing to drill in the same spot. So, you know, we've already got a lot of that important information in the public realm, I guess. So it will be interesting to see what Equinor released publicly in the near future, because they're apparently proceeding with developing an environment plan at the moment.
Well, as you said, the plans of previous companies that have pulled out, BP and Chevron, and the concerns that arose from them have been in the public. But for anyone who might have missed them, could you tell us what concerns the Wilderness Society does have if this drilling goes ahead?
Well, the Bight is an incredibly important marine wilderness area. It's home to one of the most significant whale nurseries on the planet. It's a special place. You know, it's a place we should not be industrialising at the moment. There are very few places like this. But it's also, you know, very rough, very remote. And proposing to do deep sea drilling in an area like the Bight is high risk. And they're risks that I don't think in 2018 we can afford to be taking. The bite sustains a very important fishing industry, employing thousands of people. It sustains a very important tourism industry, employing probably tens of thousands of people, and, you know, both contributing, you know, well over $1.5 to $2 billion to the economy in this area. But also in 2018, we know that, you know, expanding the fossil fuel industry is simply not an option. You know, the climate is changing rapidly. You know, we've got very clear targets there that we're trying to adhere to. In terms of temperature rise, we need to be transitioning out of the existing fossil fuel industry quickly, not pushing to expand it. I mean, that's the height of irresponsibility, and that's essentially what this represents, a push to expand the fossil fuel industry at a point in history where we need to rapidly transition out of it.
Well, look, thanks so much for joining us this morning, Peter.
Yep, thank you.
That was Peter Owen, and he's director of the Wilderness Society South Australia, and he was talking there about the 12th Council, Port Lincoln Council's decision recently to vote against the plans of Equinor to drill in the Bight, and the ongoing campaign by organisations such as the Wilderness Society to make sure that that doesn't happen. They've already seen off BP and Chevron, all the people of South Australia have who are opposed to it, and now it's Equinor's turn. You are listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide. Digital